Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, right? I say it all the time, I know, but the Sesame Street thing, right? Going to keep repeating it until you get it, want to get it, think you got it. Always a pleasure. We're there, we're at the stretch, it's Friday. We should slide on into the weekend. And I do appreciate your time with me. Look, head up to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You're going to have great conversations with people much smarter than I am. Seriously. I love this stuff. I mean, these people are so out of control, so whacked, that it's just so much fun to make, well, it's fun to make fun of them. Right, I mean, like Joey B yesterday tripping on the stage. Now remember when Donald J. He tiptoed down a ramp that was wet at the Air Force Academy. They played that all week. They thought that was God's gift to journalism. Do anybody remember that? Right, but Joey B. It's a whole different story, isn't it? Right, I mean the man trips. He trips upstairs. He trips walking, for God's sakes. Doesn't know where he's going. Watch Secret Service agents on the White House lawn pointing to where the door is. Because, you know, after a 20-minute ride from the airport, you can't possibly expect the president to know where to walk in the front door at the place he lives. But, hey, perfect health. No, he was in perfect health. Not a problem. They're evil. At some point, it becomes nothing more than being evil, don't you think? And to show you again, they're worried. I'm not so much, but I almost rather Trump run against him. They're worried about Robert Kennedy Jr. His numbers are rising. A large part of America does not want Joe Biden again, 63%. And CNN labeled, ready for this one, has been or labeled Robert Kennedy Jr. as a Republican. Let that sink in for a second. Why would they do that? I mean, he is a son, some of you are too young to know. Some of you are old enough to know. He's the son of Robert Kennedy. Right? The man who was assassinated while running for president. So, the most of what's been covered on him has been negative. They're trying to say that, you know, he's an anti-vaxxer. No, he's not. He wants to, listen to this. This is why he won't win. His first line will explain to you why he won't win. He wants to hold the, ready for this, pharmaceutical companies responsible for their the issues that their drugs cause. You know, in kids, for the vaxes. For some of you moms, or soon-to-be moms listening, why would you put, I'm not a medical person, you need to, and they're going to say, oh, they've been safe for years. No, not totally true. Why would you put 7 or 8 or even 4 different immunization shots into a baby to strengthen its immune system when it doesn't even have one? Yet they don't really, their immune system really doesn't kick in until they're about 6 months old. It's still developing. They get their immunity from mommy. Really, no kidding. Now, Kennedy's the former son of U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy, right? He was polling at 20, and now he's closer to 30. The in a recent Fox News poll, he got just over 60% of the vote against the sitting president, which is unheard of. Now, despite his popularity, the Democrat Party has deleted his name from several polls. They refuse to even draw him in. This is an old CNN trick. They've done this for years, over and over and over again. Now, on Thursday, CNN labeled Robert Kennedy Jr. a Republican. Isn't that great? What's nice to know? Nice to know he finally saw the light. What do you think? God, these people. Kennedy's message is resonating with Americans, right? On both sides of the aisle, I say. On Memorial Day, hundreds of people, you know, flocked to the Humphreys by the Bay in San Diego to watch Democrat presidential candidate Robert Kennedy speak at a campaign event he had. He paid respect to members of the U.S. military. And the funny thing about it was, he didn't have to worry about the teleprompter stopping. He didn't have to look around to figure out where the steps were. He didn't trip over a sandbag that nobody else tripped over. Right? He said, the most important way for us to honor the men and women who gave their lives for our country is to protect the rights that they died for. No kidding. Now, he's still a Democrat. He's still pretty left. Right? I should say he's a classical liberal. I mean, the stuff you see today, my God. Joe was in your house. Let's see if Sonia agrees with me. She'll be with us when we return.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you could finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Thanks for bearing with me tonight. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on. Sonya Smith joins me, my co-host on Fridays. We always have, well, I have a good time. I don't know about her. I'm sure I make her nuts, but I make everybody nuts. What's the big one?
I have a great time.
You do? Cool.
Yeah, but that's because I have nothing to do on Friday night.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, so I like to... I'm like a last date call in the book. Is that kind of what you said?
No, I really... really enjoy coming on here, and I love your opening, because it always gets me riled up. I'm always thinking about one thing, and then you go in a different direction and get me riled up. This country, we're going in crazy, crazy.
We're going in the toilet. Our lives are being flushed.
What are we going to do about it, Joe? Get involved. Get engaged.
I'm done. That's it. I'm going to hand it over to you. I'm moving out. I'm going to Sicily. I always said, I'm going to move to Sicily. I know where the thieves are there.
Exactly.
Right? And they're not afraid to tell you they are. But listen, I know there's been something weighing heavy on your heart, I know. And I think this will make you feel better. I just found out that Lori Lightfoot would not be joining the ranks of people on welfare. Apparently, she's going to Harvard to teach about, you know, public policy, because she did such a great job in keeping Chicagoans safe, didn't she?
Well, we don't know what she's going there for.
Surely
she's not going to go and talk about how to best run a city.
Yes, she is teaching on health and leadership and how she navigated the COVID-19 issue so successfully in Chicago, which is a line of crap.
I know, but look at the people she's talking to. They don't know. They will swallow everything she says, hook, line, and sinker.
She's right.
So
you're right.
You know, luckily, when you're talking to, you know, an electorate or some young kids, that's why they always put Democrats in an area where people just aren't thinkers. They haven't done any research, so they can tell them anything and they'll fall for it. What does it say? If you stand for nothing, you fall for anything.
Yeah. And they say the same thing over and over again, like AOC does, so authoritatively, right?
That's right. It sounds right to them.
Yeah. She's so smart. Listen to her. She just knows so much.
She knows so much.
just amazing to me, all of that stuff, right? Hey, I don't know how well you knew him, but I know you ran in that world, if you would. But I guess Jamie Foxx is in bad shape from a health standpoint. Do you know anything about that?
I think American people now kind of are hip to the fact that when a younger person falls suddenly ill and they don't know what's happening or they don't report on what's happening, we kind of go into the vax or the booster explanation.
Yeah, kind of where I went. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, I went there immediately when there was this big secrecy about it. I always go there, which doesn't help us try to get to the bottom of what's really going on and help people. But there was a gossip columnist this week who said he talked to somebody in the hospital, in Jamie Foxx's hospital, if not room, and they did attribute it to the vaccine. So,
well, it's one of those things where I hear what you're saying, but when you start reading this stuff and you see that, you know, these heart issues of teenagers who got the vax are up like 1,500%, and then you find out that Jamie Foxx got one of the booster vaccines, literally shortly before he had the stroke, you have to stop and say to yourself, what's the correlation here? What's the connection? And I don't know if you've seen that movie where they're pulling the clots out of the veins of dead people.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've seen that. That is amazing. And they're trying to bring our attention to it. There's something bizarre going on there. They're trying to bring our attention to it. They're correlating the two. They haven't seen this before the vaccine, but since the vaccine,
yep,
they're pulling out all of these huge clots. And, so that's what they were saying. That's what this doctor or this person inside Jamie's hospital, according to this gossip columnist, said that it was a blood clot. Now, can you have a blood clot at any age? Yeah, but we're seeing
he's
this happen
young
in huge numbers. He's too young, and he's very active. And when they're not telling what's going on, and people are writing in the comment section, well, he's a big enough star where if he didn't want to take the vaccine, because they were saying that this vaccine was mandatory to work on the movie he was working on.
Yep.
And I happen to know from firsthand experience that these movies were saying you do not work unless you have a vaccine.
Wow.
So, and updated boosters. So
you should have called me because I know a guy who knows a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy. I'm sure a huge part of Hollywood believes in him, although the articles that I've read said that Jamie didn't want to do it. But, he should have known a guy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and you know what? We're past it now. You're hearing the government's still running the commercials, right? You've got countries that are shutting it down. No more boosters. No more this. No more that. We're done with this tomfoolery. And again, you're seeing the CDC didn't help, didn't change anything. We screwed up on the masks. We screwed up on the shots. Oh, we're sorry. Go about your business, you 40% of restaurants that closed across the country. All those people who lost their jobs. It's the more distrust. I try to explain to people.
Sure.
We're not whacktoids, but stuff like this, why we don't trust the government.
Right. Not even a hearty, my bad, from these people.
I know, right.
Not a sincere, my bad. And
no.
I keep saying, for my relatives, I have yet to get an apology. I don't know how you can avoid the information by now, or at least question it.
You can ignore it and go, no, I haven't heard anything.
Nope. But if you go to the hood, I'm telling you, if you go to my old neighborhood right now, you will see billboards on bus stops and signs and everything else still promoting getting your vaccine. You're doing the right thing for you and your child. They'll have a baby in their hand, and they're still promoting it.
Yeah, but I the black community forever, okay? You want reparations? Fine. After you take this vaccine shot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you guys have been pounded on for decades in this country. You know, the
Tuskegee Institute?
Hello, maybe people are too young to know what that was, but
no,
they
but
didn't care about you.
But in numbers, black people have been lower numbers of getting this vaccine. We ain't forgot.
Well, maybe you're better off that way. I don't know.
Exactly.
We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonia and Joe right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. President Biden praising lawmakers on both sides of the aisle for coming together to pass a debt ceiling bill and avert a potential economic disaster.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt.
In his first address to the nation from the Oval Office, the president said the budget agreement was critical and to sign the bill Saturday. U.S. stocks closed sharply higher to end the week. Stocks soared on the heels of a strong jobs report and lawmakers passing that debt deal. Dow jumped more than 2%. America's credit rating may still take a hit, though. Credit ratings agency Fitch Ratings said Friday it will keep the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe McGee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5562. Let me bring her on now. I know you're anticipating her return. My co-host on Fridays, Sonia Schmidt, joins me. She does... As I said, I don't have to say every week if I say she's with me on Fridays, right?
That's true. It's a little redundant there, Joe.
Yeah, ooh, thank you. Appreciate that so much. All right. Anyway, always with us on a Friday. I always appreciate her input on things. And I, you know what? I got so caught up in our conversation, I forgot we were going to come back to something. Oh,
but you know what? You got to have Lightfoot. Me on.
Lori Lightfoot, right?
Because
I know you were very concerned. I know you were worried that where was she going to go after her mayoral ship or whatever they call it, right? And yeah. Would she be on the rolls of welfare? Because, you know, God, we'll make sure she has a job. But Harvard, they're bringing her to Harvard to talk about what a great job she did during the COVID pandemic. I mean, are we that far gone as a society? We don't even know what the truth is when it's right in front of our face?
If you're still under the impression that Harvard is a prestigious place to send your kids, I mean, I wouldn't spend a dime for my kids to go to any of those Ivy League schools. They come back and they've completely thrown away all the common sense and the morals and values that you've taught them. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm more upset at the fact that some of these people, you know, people giving big bucks to these schools. You know, Harvard was a school to train pastors. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it was most of the old original universities were not just for simple learning as we think, but they educated pastors, they educated people that were going to go out and speak the word.
So how did we get this far down? How did we go this far down?
Can you ask me a simple question like what a woman is? That would be much easier to deal with, I'm sure. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because look, Zoe and I had this discussion last night about Christianity. And I said, we allow little cracks, right? It doesn't take a whole bunch. Little crack here, little crack there, like Eve in the garden. Right? Did he tell you not to touch it or not to eat it? See, she went in a different direction. And that's what we do now. Nothing really means anything because we tell people, I joke about this, all the Reefer Madness, right? We did the Reefer Madness movie. You'd go crazy if you smoked dope. Well, those people who smoked dope knew that wasn't true. And other people around them were smoking dope. So the government was lying. It's another lie. It's another thing that you don't believe anymore.
Right.
So now they don't believe, we don't believe anything.
It's hard to believe anything. And right now I'm even so upset with our side of the aisle. I'm sure you've spent a lot of time talking about the debt ceiling and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm over it. I used to be very naive about our side. I thought they were going to come to the rescue, like, you know, the Calvary. And now I'm like, I have no faith, no
hope. You mean like the contract with America?
Shut up. I'll never live that down with you. But I thought for sure they were going to do a contract with America like Newt did and stand by it. And no, we have no intentions of doing the right thing is where I am this week. You need to have me on Monday, because by the time you have me on Friday, I am just so jaded and and upset.
Oh, it's good, because I'm right there with you to a big degree. I'm sitting there. Look, I always say the same thing. The Republicans we have there now, they won't do anything for us. Don't get excited. You got the majority of them are still the same old, right? Been there.
Even the new ones are the same old. So what are we to do? And I don't ask that rhetorically.
Well,
you know, I get it. I get that we allowed this. I agree that there are small cracks, and now they're huge fissures. You know, they're just, yeah, they're huge.
Oh, massive holes.
But we got to, this is bad.
But this is where the churches have a bunch of cowards running the churches. They don't have to get political, but, I mean, the reality is we're told in Scripture that we're supposed to find godly people to rule over us.
Exactly.
And we don't do it. And the pastors stay away from it because, ooh, it's political, and I might lose my tax exempt. What?
That's right. Follow the money.
Yeah.
If you're taking money from, you know, if you're being a Judas and you're getting your 30 pieces of silver, then be aware of that, and that's on you. But I don't understand why the congregation doesn't get that. I don't understand anything right now. I just really don't understand.
Hey, you know,
how I have a retainer in right now, so I'm talking really weird.
London doesn't go flying across the room.
It might. But I don't understand how people can sit in a church and hear lies and stay there. Do they never open their Bible? Don't they have the Holy Spirit in them that tells them, I may not have read this, but this don't seem right to me.
No. They're afraid of it. I've come to the conclusion that there was a line in the Blues Brothers at one point when they said, a Sunday go-to meeting, you know, these are my Sunday go-to meeting clothes, right? So I picked up on that and I said, oh, so he's a Sunday go-to meeting Christian. And we have a lot of those, right? They go in there all pious, got their neck all extended, got the Bible in their hand. And you know they don't read it, because when they open it, what do you hear? You hear crack, 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 right? Because they don't open it that often. And they can't find half the books the pastor calls out. So, you know, they're going there, and that's it. They couldn't find that Bible from Monday through Saturday. You know that.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Yeah.
So how do they step out on stuff that they don't even know about?
Like I said, there still is the Holy Spirit. There's something in you.
But you've got to read about him, accept him, and believe that he'll guide you, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess the acceptance is the first part. Otherwise, there is nothing inside you that tells you what's right from wrong. But I'm sorry, I don't think you even have to go that extra mile when you hear about children being mutilated and transgenderism in children.
So what's her name? Abby Johnson on, right? You know, uh-huh. do you know that there was, I think it was close to 70% of the girls that came in for an abortion had been to a worship service for the 90 days before they came in for abortion. So they'd been to a church, they'd been to a worship service, or what have you. Same thing here. You have Christian parents that are affirming their kids' sex changes. What are they reading? He made them male and female, right? So if you got the other 20s, what was the thing we were talking about earlier? 2 plus LGBTQ, 21 plus.
Right, there's new terms now. You got more letters and numbers to add to that.
God.
Who's the author of confusion?
Oh, no kidding, right? Unreal. Yes, you hit it there. But it's because they don't study. They don't know God. They don't understand what their role is. And some people take it to the nth degree and say, well, I've got forgiveness no matter what I do. Go, yeah, okay.
Right.
Jesus died so you'd have a license to sin, right? Is that how it works?
Gosh, what is going on? And I know that people want to be liked. They don't want to take the... most people aren't courageous. I say that all the time on your show, and it's something that I had to come to the conclusion of because I didn't understand this either. I'm like, well, why are people stepping out? And someone explained to me that most people just aren't courageous. It's in our DNA. We don't want to be ostracized. We don't want to be hated. We don't want to.
We want to be liked. I get that, but
we want to be liked. But why would you want to be liked by evil?
With evil, right? I mean, we're not supposed to give any place to evil or hang out with evil.
And the first thing is you ought to be able to discern what evil is. That might...
Yeah, but my little Johnny is so upset. I want him to be happy, and if we just cut off his rancor and do all this other stuff, he said he'd be happy. He's 4 years old. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, we've done stories in previous weeks about how sick the parents are who do this, and some of them are suffering their own mental illnesses, which they need to get help with. Others are, and I said this early on, they're practicing something called Munchausen by proxy, and they're getting a lot of attention by keeping their kids sick. When their children are transitioned, they get championed. They're the brave parent. They're the accepting, loving parent. They're up there with, you know, the actors, and, you know, Therese Thrawn and all these people, you know. All these people need help. And rather than getting help, rather than saying no, especially in the world of Hollywood,
why are we holding these people in high esteem, though? Why do we hold actors?
I think most normal people don't, but they control the media. And gosh, I was watching a documentary on a major church that I even heard of before, but their claim to fame, it was the church that Justin Bieber belonged to. Can't even think of the name of it right now. But their claim to fame was having all of these celebrities go to their church.
Remember that.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big church in Hollywood, right?
Huge church. It was all over. It was New York. It was in New York. It started off, I think, in Australia, then it came to New York, and the guy, Luntz, it was his name, I think, Charlie Luntz or something like that. What was the name of that church? It was huge, and it was huge.
Well, you're going to have 3.5 minutes to think about it.
Okay, I'll find it.
Joe Messina, your host, Coco Far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Sonia right after this.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember that.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my co-host every Friday, kind of kick the weekend party off. Yes, you will. I promise. What are you smiling for? Like, not going to happen?
There's no party. Okay,
but party has a different meaning the older you get. Would you at least agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, so I give you that. At my age, party means nap time.
I mean, oh.
99.
No. I mean, again, different things. I mean, when you're younger, partying means, you know, you got to get home from work, change, and be out till 6 o'clock the next morning, right?
See, that's you in your Italian neighborhood. I was such a square. I've always been...
When you were younger? Come on.
Always been a square. Always boring. My girlfriend used to make me put my book down at a club. Okay? You are not bringing that into Maverick's flats, okay?
Yeah. Well, the only thing that I wouldn't do at the clubs is dance.
Well, yes, that's probably best. But
No, that really was for the best. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You know?
From what you tell me, it's probably for the best. But when you're, I don't know. I don't think you have to be a pro to dance on at a club. I don't know.
No, but you know what? All the girls would sit there and they'd be looking at people dancing. They'd be making fun of this guy or that guy or whatever, right?
True that.
And then they would tell you, they'd be sitting there and they'd tell you, well, actually, they'd make me, I always loved that they were making fun of other women dancing, too. That was always funny. You guys are brutal with each other.
Brutal.
But then they'd say, come on, dance. No, I'm not going to go dance after listening to all. No, nobody will make fun of you. I go, what did you guys just do to each other for the last 7 minutes? No.
No, we do. We do. That's
it's
how we
terrible.
Get amusement, laughing at people.
Yeah,
yep,
anyway.
It's true.
Okay, Mr. Entertainment Lady. What is a live action movie? Isn't that like The Terminator?
Okay.
Why are you rolling your eyes at me? I know you are. I can see.
Because I was thinking of the answer.
Oh.
If a movie is not animated, like a cartoon, it's live action. If it has actors in it, if they're shooting something.
Oh, wait a minute. So what, like on Golden Pond or those are live action because there's real people in them?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call them.
Why can't you just call them a movie?
It's a movie. Yeah. Well, and in the old days, they called them a picture. That was a big picture.
Picture movie, yeah.
So there's different names for them, but.
Wow.
If you're going to talk about a live action movie as opposed to one that isn't is animated. Like, for example, they just did a recent beautiful rendition of Pinocchio. Well, the Pinocchio that we grew up with was animated. Remember? Disney, Pinocchio, animated. Okay? Now they just recently did one maybe a couple of years ago. Beautifully done. And it was with real actors and some, you know, really good-looking movie.
Well, so, I don't know. The animated movie is an animated movie, right? We're going to go see a cartoon, an animated movie. Why do you have to make the distinction?
Well, I'm going to jump into this topic since you're bringing it up.
I'm just having fun with it because it's ridiculous. It's like saying I'm going to give you a free gift, right? I mean, a gift is usually free, is it not?
Well, yeah, that's true. That is kind of
stupid, yeah. Right? Go ahead, say it.
But no, I mean, a live-action movie. If you do want to distinguish what it is, for example, the movie that's out now, The Little Mermaid, has gotten a lot of heat and a lot of comments, and we can go into that in more detail, which I hope to do. But the original one, and they've had several before this one, were all animated. Yeah, because people don't really, there are no mermaids in real life.
No. Hopefully my daughter's not listening. She'll be devastated, you know?
Okay. So it was definitely an animated movie with several animated spin-offs that were all animated. The movie that's out now, that's in theaters, it just opened last weekend, is live action. They actually have real actors who are playing the parts, including the mermaid. And I think there's a lot of controversy about this film that really kind of ticks me off. But and I think I even contributed to it in the beginning. But I think that they should have advertised this more as a live-action Little Mermaid rather than the Little Black Mermaid. Because that's basically all you're hearing about is, and we've talked about it on the show, is that the Ariel character, the lead character, is now being played by a black girl, and that brought about all kinds of controversy.
What it was based on? I'm gonna be the advocate here. What was it based on? The fact is the movie plot line the same as the original?
Exactly the same. It's exactly the same. And I want you to know, I love your audience so much that yesterday I not only watched the animated version, because my kids are grown, I haven't watched it in a long time. So I watched the animated version, which was an hour and some change, and I went to the movies to see the new live action version.
Ooh.
With Halle Bailey. A very hard name to say because it sounds like Halle Berry.
Yeah.
but I wanted to see what the problem was. And I think you even talked about your displeasure. I think I did the same thing about just Hollywood rehashing movies, lazy writing, redoing stuff, and then slapping a black face on it because it seems very agenda-driven. It seems very much like
that was my only issue with it. You're right. You know that.
I think that was all of our issues, but I also think that there was some bad press that came out in the beginning because we talked about it a while ago. There was a song that was changed, and this song is not in the movie. So I don't know where this information came out, but they were saying that this song basically had the lead character saying, basically, she doesn't need a man. And the whole plot is her being in love with the prince. This was a Disney princess movie where she falls in love with the prince. The prince falls in love with her. Disney does it all the time. Boom. But for some reason, we got the message that it was going to be more woke. Now, I don't know if they took that song out because they heard about, because there was another song that was taken out of the new movie, too, that was in the original animated version. You guys have seen this movie already. The evil witch takes away Ariel's voice, the lead character's voice.
Right.
And she has to win the prince over by shutting her trap. Which I think is very... So there was a song in the original that basically said, listen, men don't want to hear you anyhow.
Oh.
But that, you know, you're going to be better off if you just stow it, basically. And that was taken out. The words were changed, so those words were not in it. It was not about, you know, men prefer a woman who's basically voiceless. But that was in the original. So I think that they made some really good changes to it. But I'm really disappointed. I tell you who I'm ticked off about this movie. And I'm ticked off that I went down the road, too, without ever seeing the movie first, of thinking that Hollywood, it's not a hard jump, though, that they were agenda-driven and they slapped a black face on this movie for no apparent reason other than to make it a agenda-driven, woke-ish, black.
Well, you know, why do you think you went down the wrong road, though?
Because it's what Hollywood, that's what I'm saying, it's not a far stretch. They do it all the time for no apparent reason.
Right, but are you saying you believe now that you made a mistake saying that, or do you think you were right?
Yes, well, first of all, I didn't see the movie. So after seeing the movie, and I'm going to tell you something, 5 minutes into this movie, I'm sold. I'm like, I get it, they explained it, they did a good job, and this thing is talent-driven. It has nothing to... They saw this girl. This girl is so talented. And I had to ask my daughters about it afterwards because they're in the know and they know everybody and they told me who this girl is. She is so doggone talented that you know without a doubt that Disney, and they're great at finding people, they had this girl and they said, what can we do with her? And this was a perfect film to exalt this girl's talent. This was not about a black face. This girl has it going on.
Okay,
she's on camera, every time she sings, somebody said it's like she reaches in your heart and pulls it out.
You're such a squishy. Whatever.
It's a musical. What are you going to do? It's a kids' musical romance. And people were talking about, oh, they're just putting a black face on it. Well, that's an insult now that I've watched it. It's an insult. This girl is so magnificently talented. Disney did the right thing in putting her...
All right. So I'm going to challenge you.
Please do.
And I believe she's talented, but I'm just playing the devil's advocate.
Without a doubt.
If she was so talented, if this was such a great idea, if the mermaid franchise is so good, why not use a different plot line?
Why worry about it? And that's where I came. That's where I landed after seeing it. Why are we so concerned that they got to find? Because I said that to you maybe a couple of weeks ago. Is find a whole different character, find a whole different story. Why does she have to be Ariel?
But Sonia, I think it's because what have we seen over the last decade, right?
Right.
Ghostbusters went from all men to all women.